This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the things that people do when economies slow down is go back to school, transition training for new skills. Sometimes a graduate degree, law school, was really popular for a while there. Even sometimes a doctorate. But PhDs don't come cheap. And in fact, consultant Karen Kelsky says getting a doctorate can cost you more than it's worth. She runs a business that is in part about finding jobs for students with doctorates. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai.
I will confess that I thought all those PhD students out there, or candidates, I guess they're called, I thought they were all fully funded and didn't have to worry about money for nothing.
Right. Well, many of them are fully funded, but unfortunately, the stipends that are on offer in these full funding packages are not adequate to support the actual expenses of most adult lives.
How come?
Well, the answer to that starts with the massive defunding of higher education in the United States. Basically, it has become a revenue-driven institution, and so departments and programs that don't generate revenue in the way that the sciences or engineering or business do, find themselves defunded. And so consequently, in the humanities and social sciences, a typical stipend will be about $15,000.
Wow, which almost anywhere is not enough to get by.
Almost anywhere is not enough to get by.
How much debt, then, do typical PhD candidates wind up amassing? And I understand that this is probably different based on your field of study.
It's absolutely different because the folks who are in the hard sciences or in engineering or other fields, they have a completely different funding model because they are not among the defunded.
Right. And they can get out, more importantly, and make bank, right?
They can. Yeah. They can. So their prospects are different as well, even if they were to accrue the debt, which they don't accrue to begin with. But in any case, in the humanities and the soft social sciences, debt can go anywhere from, of course, zero. To up to $250,000.
Wow.
And they were in fields like religious studies and sociology, women's studies, and things like that.
We should say, and I probably should have said it earlier, that you are a PhD yourself. You were a tenured professor of anthropology, right?
Yes.
And you were in academia professionally for a while. How much debt did you pile up for your PhD?
I did not accrue any debt for my PhD. Because I finished my PhD in 1996, and I had full funding. The full funding was not extravagant by any means, but it was sufficient for me to scrape by and make ends meet and be able to complete my program without any debt at all.
It is kind of interesting, though, that you, having been in academia and having done this PhD thing yourself and now being sharply critical of the mechanism of it, are assisting people get jobs in academia.
Mm-hmm. You're not the first to point out contradiction of my position. The fact is that I still firmly believe in the value of academia. So my work is really to tell the truth about it and to demystify it on behalf of individual job seekers so that they can understand the black box of university hiring and teach them strategies and give them resources to optimize their chances for success.
Karen Kelsky is an academic career consultant. Her website is theprofessorisin.com. And Karen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.